You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
That's right. We're only on LA Talk Radio, celebrating 18 years in Los Angeles, in Southern California, taking this show, this little teeny show that could, around the world. I'm so grateful. Happy Lunar New Year. Happy Valentine's Day for those that celebrate it. I want to tell you guys, in my personal life, this little book, At the Millennium Crossed Paradise, At the Millennium Paradise Crossed, every time I look at it, I'm just in awe. This book, T. Audrey Winks, okay? But his friends call him Tawdry. It is so amazing, and it's so deep, and it's so, I don't understand it yet. I want to dissect it. I can't wait to understand it. I love a book that challenges me. If you want something that challenges you in the loving spirit of humanity and understanding things, this person is a professional observer and an author and a really amazing person. Pick up this book, okay, for your thoughty friends, if you will. But today we're going to talk about a startup that is shaping and helping moms everywhere. Mommy, I have Melissa Hanna, founder of Mommy, here with us at LA Talk. Melissa, how are you? Welcome to the startup.
Thank you. I'm great. It's great to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time on a Sunday. I believe the week starts on Sunday, and it frames your week ahead. And I see that you are not only a startup, you are soaring. So let's go full speed and let's go full screen and get your background and hear about you and what Mommy is doing for the collective.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Monique. Mommy is a wraparound prenatal and postpartum care company. We provide tech-enabled services. That's a combination of virtual support and in-person support at mommy clinics all across the state of California, especially in our hometown of Los Angeles. We've got clinics all across the county. And the support we provide is really unique in the maternity journey in that we fill in the gaps in care that often exist between your OB appointments, your pediatric appointments, all those other questions and concerns that come up that really need a professional's support, attention, and active listening to empower parents as they are going through pregnancy, preparing for labor and delivery, and postpartum through that whole first year until baby's first birthday. So we provide a really comprehensive bundle of services with doulas, lactation consultants, registered nurses, nutritionists, and mental health coaches as well. We're very excited about doing that. We partner with most major insurance companies across the state and across the country. So this care is often provided at little to no charge to families who are seeking it. And that's something that I'm especially proud of. My background is in law and business. I've been working on this business for the past decade. Before that, I was working with education technology companies, healthcare technology companies, getting my own degrees in law and business, and started asking the question of how can we make maternal and infant healthcare better in the United States? And this business grew out of asking that question.
Guys, if you're watching and listening, the startup story for Ms. Hanna is asking that question. And sometimes we ask those questions out of need. We see a need in a niche and we fulfill it with that question. And sometimes some people don't let that question go until it's answered. So I love that you've lended your health expertise, and you've also wrapped around legal degrees and information to make this question answered in a proper way. And I love that you've integrated technology. So now we have something that is not biased. The machines work for us and they will tell you the truth. Can we talk about more of that? I mean, I love that you are tech enabled, this maternal and infant healthcare company delivering conscientiousness. And I love the wraparound support that you offer. Tell us why that was just a no-brainer to do.
Well, the stats around maternal and infant mortality and morbidity in the United States are pretty bad. Egregious is how I would describe it. It's an embarrassment that we have some of the best technology, the best minds in healthcare, the best healthcare institutions in the world, and we don't take great care of moms and babies. And you don't have to go far in your own community to find someone who didn't have the best experience during pregnancy or having a baby at a hospital in their community or getting care at home or at a local clinic after they delivered. And that's because the systems are so fragmented in the United States. Our tools and our technologies and our providers, you know, are not necessarily set up to be able to provide the kind of connected experience, the one that really connects the dots between pregnancy and labor and delivery and postpartum, that whole stretch of care. We're just not really set up as a country to be able to connect those dots easily. And that became the structural challenge that I was trying to solve. I just kept asking that question of, well, we've got all of these great people trying to do this kind of care. We've got providers across the country who are very passionate about this. We've got institutions that want to be better and want to provide a better experience for new and expecting parents. We certainly are a wealthy nation, a advanced technology nation that has all of those resources. Why are we not seeing it show up inside of women's healthcare and specifically inside of this part of women's healthcare the way it should? So I began starting on that process of figuring out, well, what could we do to connect the dots? And originally, I thought that Mommy could build the software that was needed to connect all the systems together. Connect your medical record at your OB office, your baby's health record at the pediatrician's office, the record that your hospital has from when you have your stay there, if you're delivering in a hospital or birth facility, and all of those other kinds of interactions that are happening along the way. Maybe you're going to work with a lactation consultant. Maybe you have a therapist that you're working with, managing mood and mental health during this otherwise vulnerable and stressful time in people's lives. There's a lot of different kinds of players who may show up on the team that's working with the mom and baby in this story. But their systems weren't talking to each other. So originally I thought, oh, you know what? We could solve this with some technology. We just need to figure out how to thread the needle, connect all the pieces together. But as I put together a team and we began building this and continued on this path, we actually found that there were some pretty systemic challenges to solving this issue around maternal and infant morbidity and mortality with just technology. We found that really there were a lot of very small players doing this work across the country. A lot of like your local doctor's office, you know, they're not necessarily all over the state that you're in, right? Your neighborhood, providing care to you and your neighbors. And that was kind of the case across the country. There really wasn't a bigger player that could be a trusted brand that provides this kind of support and connects the dots together for you, regardless of who else you're working with in your community. And so we ended up evolving this business from just building the technology originally that could connect the dots to actually building the players on the team, building the healthcare organization that could do it. And we started hiring doulas and lactation consultants and mental health providers, nutritionists and nurses, bringing people together and saying, hey, if you want to be part of something really big and take care of a lot of families who need this help, join forces with us. We already built the technology to do this, but now we need people who are deeply passionate about this work to figure out how to do it at scale and take care of a lot of families. So that's what we're doing now.
So romantic on Valentine's weekend, Miss Hannah, because there have been a lot of babies made as of yesterday. We know that if we look at the stats, we will see the birth rate go as it does every year. And, you know, shout out for those lovers there and those baby makers. But I love that you're wrapping around these future parents with technology, because you know what? Technology is beautiful. Technology is unbiased. And you did the brave pioneering work you did the hard work. Let's just be honest, everybody. This is hard work.
It is hard.
You're pushing against the system. Why is there
a system? Right. You know, I love that you call it romantic. I mean, I'll take that.
It is romantic.
Because in a romance, you know, sometimes there's a little bit of heartbreak along the way.
All the time.
This story has some heartbreak too, because it's not easy to build a startup. And I'm sure your listeners know, like, if you're on the entrepreneurial journey out there, like, it's probably been an up and down experience for you. It's been that way for me too. I've definitely had some lonely moments. I've had some high highs. I've been, at the peak, right? Like, yes, we're doing it.
Yes.
We're making this thing and it's working and people are signing up for it. And we've had the challenges of just getting the message out there and also getting people to believe that this is a problem worth solving, right? That it is a big market. It's not just a few moms and a few babies who are not getting the most attention, the best care, the things that they deserve. It's happening across the United States for a lot of different reasons. And so, yeah, there's been some heartbreak along the way. I've been laughed out of some rooms. People said, oh, you know, this is a nice project, but you should do it like as a nonprofit. You know, is there really money in this?
Let's restructure because you told me to.
Yeah, right. This is exactly right. I'm not just taking every unsolicited opinion that comes my way, but I had to deal with hearing a lot of them, that's for sure. And there are a lot of people that really underestimated the value of this market and the power of a solution like this. In the United States, maternal and infant health care is steadily becoming a $200 billion market. With a B.
Wow. So is that right? Say it again. Say it again in case we're slow on Sunday and we're coming up from our Valentine's baby making.
It is becoming a $200 billion market. We spend a lot of money in this country on moms and babies. So you think with those kind of dollars being spent, right? Having a baby is expensive in this country. You think that we would be the best at it. We would have the best care, the best experience. And people would say, wow, I felt so cared for. I felt so supported. I felt empowered in my pregnancy journey, in my birth experience. But the reality is a lot of people do not feel that way. They do not get that support. They do not get that attention. And that's what we're working to solve, because there is a lot of value in that, right? You're helping someone to go through this critical moment in their life, in building their family, in adding to their family, right? And in doing so, you have an opportunity to positively impact the trajectory of that mom and baby going forward. You have an opportunity to leave it a positive imprint, a positive impression, and be there in a supportive way as an advocate, as a sounding board for this mother, for the family generally, in a way that can really change people's lives. And that's what we hear from our customers. You changed my life. You helped me to feel like someone was watching out for me. You helped me to feel like someone was listening to my concerns. You helped me to feel like I'm not crazy for having these questions, for being worried about these things, in my health and my baby's health. And what I love the most is when I hear from families, you helped me to feel confident. You helped me feel confident in myself that I can do this, that I can be the parent I want to be. I can have the birth experience I want to have. And I love that. We say give birth with confidence. You know, that's what we're trying to bring into the world.
I love the language you're using. You helped me to feel, because no one can choose that for you. And you gave me these things. You chose to put these pebbles on my path and help me to feel. And I really am just in awe. I can't wait to see this blow up in the positive way. Technology doesn't lie. If you use a phone, if you fly on an airplane, we're using AI, we're using technology for so many years. And now it's just a little more advanced, a little more in your face, and we have to use it ethically, and we will get there like any new tool, right? So I love that you are identifying where the need is with technology, and you're using that to answer that. And you did the hard work, and I'm really so proud to have you on the show. So folks, if you are getting pregnant, if you know someone that is, if they're having a baby, you can get this wraparound service that is supported by technology. All the technology that we use in our life is supporting you in one of them, like Melissa said, the most critical moments in your life, adding to the family legacy and guiding you, especially for first-time moms, right? Like, they don't know what they're doing. They're scared.
Every baby's different, too. So we see a lot of second-time, third-time, fourth-time parents coming around saying, hey, I already have an account. I'm pregnant again. I know. It's not right.
They do that.
Oh my God. Yes.
You get a discount. This is the fourth one. You get 10% off. No, I'm just kidding. I can't speak for mommy.
That's so powerful, though, is that you're talking about the technology being this supportive sort of foundational layer to make sure that we're always on, we're always available to you. The tools are there. The education is there. You know, you can have private appointments. You can come to a group or a class. You can get coaching on nutrition and mental health. It's always there for you. And I think that makes it so powerful. And you can come into a clinic and you can be seen in person in one of our beautiful spaces that are designed for the comfort of pregnancy and postpartum care happening on your terms. It feels like a nursery. It feels like someone just decorated a really cute baby nursery for
you. Let's talk about this clinic, Melissa. I want to go to this clinic. I don't have a baby or anything. Can I wrap my bulldog up and come? I'm just kidding. Let's talk about this clinic. Where can we come? I know someone who might be expecting will see this in your kit, but where are the clinics currently available, and where are you looking to expand?
Yeah, well, we are all across LA County and continuing to expand. We've got locations in Southeast LA. We're in the San Gabriel Valley out in Arcadia. We've got a location in Woodland Hills, Hollywood, West Side, Santa Monica area. So we're all over LA County, going into Orange County. We've got a location in San Diego opening soon, and then also Sacramento and Fresno. So we're stretching out of LA and across the state where families are needing this support, seeking out this support. What I love is that we started in LA first, which is a very difficult city to build a business in. I know you know that, and you've heard the stories.
And we're in Angelinos, but it's reason why it's difficult, because when you do it, you can do it right.
Yes, if you do it here, you can do it anywhere. That's what I believe, because we have the most diverse population. We've got the most diverse community and lots of different ways to get support and services. But there's a lot of us here, so it still is a challenge. You still have to wait to go see your doctor. You wait weeks until an appointment opens up, right? That's where the technology comes in. We can see you same day, next day. We've got people driving all across LA County to get to where they need to get to for their jobs, to get to healthcare. We put these locations all across the county to make it easy for people to quickly get in and see someone in person for an appointment. You can book online on your own. You know, you don't have to wait on the phone for someone to, you know, to pick up on when you're sitting on hold. We've done a lot to make this really accessible care. So that's what I'm really excited about. And it's covered by insurance. So I
would say, oh my God, hold on everybody. Pew, pew, pew. We need some graphics and music, Sam. Say it again, Melissa. This just hit the startup exclusive. What did you say, Melissa?
It's covered by insurance.
Hey-o. Okay, guys. Listen, get mommy. If you don't know what the heck you're doing, you got pregnant, you're in love, you're having your first baby, your second or fourth. Melissa said that there's four timers coming back. Get into this. I love that you are touching, the touch points are the major cities in Southern California, in California, and you're doing this as the blueprint, because I'm sure I'm going to see you in Sweden. I'm sure I'm going to see you in Italy. I'm sure I'm going to see you in France. I understand. I think I know what you're doing here. And what you're doing here is you're really filling in the gap that is needed. And just a personal touch, I was in this space in my 30s, and I didn't feel this wraparound integration, and we didn't have the technology then. And I felt something, you know, I had an experience that was less than great. And I had the best insurance on the planet because I was working for a network at the time. Well, it wasn't the best insurance on the planet, but it was good for a media person. So I wanted to just say from my heart and from all the lovers everywhere, thank you for doing this. Thank you for doing the hard work. And you're the best of us. And you're helping. You stepped into a space that needed feeling. And I would venture to guess, because you are also a nurse, you saw some things and you wanted to be the change that was needed in the world.
You know, I appreciate you mentioning that, because it's I'm not the nurse. My mom is the nurse. My mom's an obstetric nurse for 40 years working in hospitals all around LA. And she saw it. And she educated me on this. And as I started thinking about my own life, you know, planning for having a child one day, knowing that that I am who I am and I look the way I look, that there were going to be risks that I might face in my care. And that was something that led me down that path of starting to understand, okay, so, you know, what's possible here and what might happen, and how does systemic racism bias creep into healthcare and maybe change how someone else will treat you or respond to your medical needs. And so that's what's led me on that journey, is that I got that exposure. I got that learning from my own mom, who said, you know, we have to be careful about this, because even though everyone wants to say we're doing the best we can, if the systems aren't talking to each other, if we're not unified and working together as a collective to support families across the journey, people can fall through the cracks very easily of the healthcare system in the United States. And so that was the insight. That was the aha moment that came from my mom as a nurse,
Yes.
Something about this. And I basically was like, Mom, challenge accepted. Let's build a company.
That's right.
Together.
Like, let's go hold my beer, Mom. Because, you know, you speak on it and it's true. Like, your mother really did us all a blessing and she knew who you were. She created you. She was a participant in that. So I really believe I received something in the South while I was working on a show and I was in this season of my life, if you will. And it was less than, and like I said, I prefaced it with, I had pretty darn good healthcare. But I understood that perhaps I showed up looking and being and living in a different way. And I shouldn't have been there. And I remember it. I still feel that the information that was given and the treatment that was given in a way that was less than what was happening.
And I'm so sorry that that happened to you. It stays with you. You never forget that kind of treatment. I'm sorry that you experienced that.
Yeah, I'm sorry too. And I'm only smiling because the future is bright. And if we believe the spirit never dies, then we believe the spirit never dies. And a lot of us do believe that. And I'm loving what you're going to do for my niece, my nephew, you know, your future children and everybody else. So, you know, sometimes you have to, what are you willing to sacrifice? And you are sacrificing timing and energy and your mom has given us education. So I'm very delighted in this moment. And I can't wait. I think what we'll have to have you do is come back in 6 months for your little 6 month checkup. And then I need you to come back. No, wait, it was a first trimester. We're going to have a trimester checkup with Melissa.
I love it. Okay.
What do you think?
I am. Let's continue the conversation. I am having fun here. I'm ready to come back. If you have me, I would love to continue this.
I'm loving what you're doing and you're part of February's month and you're part of the best of them. And thank you for being you and thank you for leaning all the way in.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Mommy, get with Melissa Hanna. Look at her portfolio. It's quite stellar. If you want the best care, wraparound care, and you want the systems to talk to one another and those systems that you trust when you drive, when you travel on an airplane, when you talk on the phone, she is implementing these with her collaborative. And I think it's the way. Get into it, you guys. Mommy, what will you start up today? Melissa, come back on your second trimester of this thing.
It's a date.
It's a date. See you guys next week. Be well. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.